The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
Kathy.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you today?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Excellent. You already at work or are you staying at home? What are you doing today?
Well, I'm working from home, so I'm actually up and working this morning this early.
Wow, you're a dedicated employee.
What field are you in?
I am in IT.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're a 24-hour-a-day kind of. We could use you all hours of the day and night.
That's right. You call me anytime, and I'll be like, did you reboot?
Yeah, that's the first question, right? And do you, I imagine you have clients in different time zones. Is that why you're working so early?
Yes.
How do you do IT at home? I've always wondered that. Like, is it legit? Like, can you troubleshoot from home?
Sure, you can share a screen, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess.
We can share screen. We can remote into your laptop or PC. I work mainly with, like, cellular devices. So I work with cell phones and iPads, all that fun stuff.
What a sweet
gig. That's pretty cool.
Thanks.
Well, we'd like to get you out of the house for at least one night. Maybe do a Reds game if you're up for it.
Sure.
You just got to tell us which one of these headlines is the real one, okay?
Okay.
So is it A guy called in a bomb threat at McDonald's because they didn't give him any dipping sauce? Is it B, man smashes Taco Bell drive-thru menu with baseball bat after they forgot his sour cream? Or C, woman drives car into side of salon after stylist cut her bangs too short?
I'm going with C because I've had my bangs cut too short and I considered it. Just kidding.
I hear you. No, it's not that today. It's actually the dude calling in the bomb threat for the forgotten dipping sauce.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
I know.
Want my honey mustard.
Doesn't
right.
he know there's a shortage on dipping sauces and condiments right now?
Well, then you know what? He should not have. If that's the case, he shouldn't have ordered anything.
And chicken
that
wings.
Dipping.
And fireworks.
He should have had the surplus of sauce that we all have in our refrigerators.
You always order two, no matter what.
Right.
But we're sending you to the game anyway.
Yay!
Because we need to get you out of that house, damn it.
Times 10.
Yeah, well, here's a fair and reasoned response to an honest mistake. A 42-year-old guy in Iowa named Robert Goldwitzer Jr. went to a McDonald's near Des Moines on Saturday and ordered some McNuggets. And when he got home, he realized they had forgotten his dipping sauce. Some people cannot cope without the dipping sauce. I'm perfectly fine without the dipping sauce.
No.
Some people need the sweetness of the dipping sauce.
Yeah, I mean, I choose the main food item because of the condiment. I mean, if I ordered chicken McNuggets, it would have been because I was craving the honey mustard sauce.
Or the sweet and sour. How do you get not
or
get
the sweet and sour? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, girl, that's where
the
it's
best
at.
One.
Well, when he got home, he realized they forgot his dipping sauce, so he picked up the phone and called in a bomb threat. He called the McDonald's, said he was going to blow the place up, and threatened to punch an employee. If they blew my restaurant up, getting punched, I would think, be the last of your concerns. But they called police. When cops called the number that the bomb threat came from, Robert picked up and said hello.
Oh, what an idiot.
And admitted he was the one who did it. He is now facing a felony charge for making a false threat about an explosive device. Wow. I went to the Chick-fil-A yesterday. I got two chicken strips, and I didn't get any sauce.
No sauce.
And they even asked me. They followed up. They go, you don't want any sauce? No, I'm good. Okay, is there anything else on the order? Maybe you want to change?
Yeah.
The Chick-fil-A sauce is so good. Why don't you eat that?
I don't know. I just like it plain. I really like their...
Savage. I really like
that. I like dipping sauces,
this
too.
Is just one more reason for us to be concerned about you.
No.
This is why we can't be friends.
This
Seriously.
Is why we got to keep an eye on you because we're just not quite sure you're all there.
Well, coming up, a classic second date update. You might have missed the first time around. Hey, Kristen, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Are you Kristen with an I or Kristen with an E?
E.
So is my Kristen.
And it starts with a K.
Well, there you go.
All right. Well, what you got going on today?
I'm actually on my way into work right now.
All right. Nice. Now, did you work at home at any point during the pandemic, or were you going in the whole time?
We actually worked from home from March to March, but we've been back in the office since March 1st.
Good for you. What kind of work do you do?
Customer service, kind of inside sales.
Yeah. Are you happy to be back in an office, or did you like it the other way?
I'd much rather work from home. It's nice to just wake up, brush your teeth, and go to work as opposed to having to fully get ready.
Yeah. Do you like your office mates? You get along with everyone?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I like them a
lot. Yeah. You know, they're fine.
That's good.
Well, have you ever played this game before?
I have not.
Just alone in your car?
Yes.
That's it? Do you do pretty well?
Yeah, for the most part, but I know that, you know, when you're on the spot, sometimes it makes it
a little bit different.
More challenging.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite letter?
Well, the obvious ones, STR, the easy ones.
All right. Oh, well, give her an easy one, Jeff. Let's see what we can do.
See what
morning
we can do.
For
sure.
You.
I'll try. Let's see what we got.
Do your best.
You got the letter N.
N is a good one.
Oh, that is a good one.
Yep. I think you can do some damage with an N, my dear.
Nebuchadnezzar. Necessary. Ned.
Mm-hmm. Ned.
Sure.
Yep.
Anybody watch Ned?
No.
I've heard good things about it.
Nebulizer.
Yep.
There you go.
Medical term is on
there. You never know. That could come up.
Jen sometimes gets a little heavy in the medical term. Like she'll say a drug or a medication.
A diagnosis.
Yeah.
Nutmeg.
Yeah.
There you go.
Newtown. A lot of options here. Feel free to use any of those or not. I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock over here. Remember to pass quickly. Pass quickly, Kristen. We can always come back to it. We want you to get as many answers in there as you can.
That's right. Don't repeat any. And pass quickly. Gotcha. You can make it happen. All right. Are you ready? Get that 30 seconds on the clock. With the letter N, name something you hide under the bed.
New toys for Christmas.
A game.
Pass.
Something green.
A nut.
A party theme.
New Kids on the Block.
Something you bite.
Your nails.
A restaurant.
Pass.
Something you drive.
Nissan.
A name.
Nick.
A body part.
Nose.
A job.
Oh man. You did really
well.
Man,
you got seven.
Yeah.
Seven with two passes. I know.
Yeah, you did.
You really did well.
Those weren't bad. I like the nut. I'm like, oh, yeah, way to get pistachio in on
that.
Right.
I thought that was great.
Without saying pistachio, that was really clever.
Something you bite, your nails. I thought that was really good. Mm-hmm.
I want to go to your New Kids on the Block themed party.
So do I. For sure.
Bring him back, you know, to the high school days.
That'd be great. Be awesome.
Being tough.
Love it.
Have you ever had a New Kids themed party, Jen?
Probably.
Like a birthday, maybe?
Maybe.
So don't be jealous, Kristen, but Jen is going to watch the New Kids on the Block this summer at Fenway Park in Boston.
Yeah.
I might be lightweight jealous.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You're going to see the New Kids. That's a place to do it, right?
Yes, absolutely.
How exciting.
All right, well, listen, now that you've been broken in, now that you've done this once, you got to keep calling in and trying.
I do every morning on my way in, so hopefully you hear from me again.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, good job.
Thank you.
Have an awesome day, Kristen.
You guys do the same.
Bye.
Take it easy. Bye-bye. It's 8:33. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Let's check the roads real quick. We got Denise.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.